Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are
you doing? How are you guys?
Good.
Good. And you?
Great.
I suppose so, with the 5-game winning streak. What's turned for you guys since the start of the year?
You know, I don't know that anything's turned. I just think we've been very much a team in development like all other teams. You know, we try to focus on it one week at a time and try to get better and try to meet the challenge of the week. So really hadn't looked at it from that perspective. Really just trying to do what we need to do to get out of the stadium this week.
The amount playing time that Chris Hubbard has had, does that make it easier or at least, you know, possible to feel you can function without Marcus Gilbert?
You know, we don't have any hesitation regarding Chris Hubbard. He's upheld the standard for us, not only this year, but, you know, he's been with our team for a number of years. You know, he's an experienced backup. He's played quite a bit. He's played this year. So, you know, we're functioning in a very normal manner.
Mike, obviously there's a lot of interest with T.J. Watt back here in Wisconsin. What's made him such a good fit for you guys?
You know, he's a very low-maintenance young guy. He learns lessons extremely quickly. He's the type of guy that's capable of learning from others' mistakes. He himself doesn't make mistakes twice. He's diligent. He's attentive. He's a note-taker. You know, he's very professional in his approach. And I think all of those things set him up for the consistency in his play that we're getting.
The Packers, Mike, were picking right before you guys, before they traded back. Did you think they were going to take him?
I didn't forecast that, to be quite honest with you. I don't remember. But you know, I probably didn't take that approach to the process.
Mike, is he as close to a plug-and-play player given your scheme, or are there still a lot of things that he's adjusting to with your scheme?
You know, I'm sure that he's going through a natural adjustment period, but it's no question that he's capable and ready. We wouldn't have put him in there if we didn't feel that way. He's more than met our expectations in terms of expectations.
Mike, you and Mike McCarthy have been around quite a while now. Outside of winning ball games, what do you think the key is to a long tenure as a head coach in your business?
You better win. You know, that's just the nature of this thing. Football is our game. Our business is winning. And if you want to do it for any length of time in one location, that better be part of the equation.
You've had a couple bumpy seasons. McCarthy's going through one now. There has to be some semblance of patience from those above that can see that through, can't there?
You know, I don't know that any of us that do this for a living think with that mentality. We do this for a living because we're competitors. We enjoy the competition. You love to compete. I know that I do. And so that's my mindset and mentality.
Mike, Brett Hundley's obviously struggled since coming in for Aaron Rodgers. I'm curious, what do you see when you evaluate him on film?
You know, I think they function in a very normal capacity. I've been impressed that their offense hasn't been reduced in any way. They can change the pace on you. They spread you out. They personnel you. You know, it speaks to their level of confidence in his preparedness. You know, the play is the play. You know, sometimes you play well, sometimes you don't. But when I watch the video, I'm just impressed with their level of confidence in him, by what they ask him to do and the manner in which they function, which appears to be very normal.
Is this the most balanced offense you've had?
I'm sorry?
Is this the most balanced your offense has played?
You know, I hadn't looked at it in that way. I know that we got to be capable of doing everything well. You know, we got to be capable of running it. We got to be capable of throwing it. Sometimes circumstances dictate that you lean on one more than the other, but you better be capable and willing to lean on both, and that's what we strive for.
Mike, you've added some veteran guys in the secondary. Was that a little different than what you've done before in terms of being more of a draft and develop team? And what led to that, or what made you want veteran guys in the secondary?
No, to be honest with you, we've always, you know, had veteran guys that we've acquired and done business with. Bryce McCain was a guy that we've done business with in recent years. Justin Gilbert, after him. You know, we've always tried to infuse competition. I think more than anything, that's what it's about for us, to create an environment that's competitive. I think that brings the best out in everybody. And I think, you know, largely, usually that comes in the form of someone that's played a little football. We acquired B.W. Webb. He was a veteran guy that added competition for us a few years back. So there's always been those guys in the secondary for us.
Mike, you got a bunch of first runners on your defense. One guy who's not is Vince Williams. He's had a really big year for you guys. What stands out about what he's done for you guys?
Hey, is that Tank? Hello? Who's that? Nate?
No, sorry.
I thought it was Tank.
We don't let Nate up in these
Nate
things.
Doesn't get to ask questions.
I'm sorry, Tank. They don't know you as that up there. Hey, I'm sorry. What's the question again?
Vince Williams. Obviously, he's had a hell of a year for you guys. What stands out about his game?
You know, Vince is a smart guy. And I think that, you know, that's allowed him to make some of the plays that he makes. He's a very aware guy. It allows him to be in the right place at the right time. I think oftentimes you create your fortune, and he's the type of guy that is an opportunistic. He's got six sacks, but a lot of that has to do with, you know, his awareness.
A guy like Shazier, what does he allow you to do defensively given his athletic ability?
You know, he's a sideline-to-sideline tackler, and you can use those guys. You know, you try to put those guys in the middle of the defense, and they typically do the rest, and that probably describes his style of play.
Antonio's not the, and you've been asked about 1,000 questions about Antonio Brown, I'm sure, but he's not the biggest guy, he's not the fastest guy, but nobody can stop him. What do you think that is? What makes him so special?
He runs great routes. He's got great hands. He's highly competitive.